Why is this thing on? Is it indeed? I think we are up and running. Check one. A lot of sound, a lot of... Yeah, I think we are. Good morning. It is 7:33 on Monday, June 21st, 2021. 68 degrees, and it is a brand new day. Hello, everybody. My name is PC Herring. And welcome to the inaugural brand new day walk and talk. I'm not going to call this a podcast because there will not be a lot of production done to this, but this is most certainly a walk and talk. For those of you who know me, you know, you probably need no introduction, but for those of you who are new to the walk and talk, I am PC Herring. I am a father, husband, accountant, writer, musician, audio producer, gamer, and, well, all-around geek. It is a pleasure to be out here talking with you today, and this is what I hope will be the first of many daily walk and talks. I can't claim credit for this idea. It came from first Nathan Lowell over at nathanlowell.com, ding. And then it came from Dave Robison over at, I want to say NorthPondMonologues.com. Maybe I have to double check. But essentially, they get up in the morning. They take a 15 to 20 minute walk, or in some cases, a little bit longer, depending on how long their actual walk is. But they record for about 15 to 20 minutes. And then they put it up on the webs for you to hear and hopefully engage in a little bit of a, as Dave would say, time-delayed discourse. So, as a matter of personal health, as a matter of keeping in touch with all of you and putting something out there, and frankly, as a matter of being accountable to someone other than myself and my own admittedly less than stellar habits in terms of being productive, I've decided to begin this endeavor. I'm walking around my neighborhood subdivision out in western suburban Chicago, and that's as specific as I can get. For those of you who've been watching the news, you may have heard that there have been severe storms and, yes, a tornado that touched down in the western suburbs of the Windy City. Fortunately, I was not terribly affected by that. Definitely got the storms, definitely got the thunder, lots of wind, but no tornadoes. No one in my family, no one in my circle of friends, personal or professional, were dramatically affected by it. And as I walk the neighborhood, it's just a matter of wind damage. Today is Monday. I mean, not a ton of wind damage. We don't even have a lot of branches down, but Mondays are garbage collection day here in my neck of the woods. And I'm seeing a lot of blown over empty cardboard boxes. I've seen a couple of garbage cans that have been dumped. Our local collections tend to come early in the morning, probably around the 7 to 7:30 hours, so you might hear the garbage truck. And so people who aren't going to be up and moving early enough or don't want to have to deal with the hassle of rushing to push the garbage out to the street while they're trying to get to work, put them out on Sunday night, normally a very prudent course of action. Today, last night, not so much. The winds came through, the lightning, the thunder, you know, thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me, Galileo, sorry, came through and blew more than a handful of cans all over, cans down, and I'm seeing garbage strewn about lawns, I've seen garbage in streets. But for the most part, we are untouched from this weather, other than getting a very nice break in our humidity, which is much needed. As I said, it is 68 degrees, cloudy, overcast, and you can hear the wind. So, what will this be about? This will be about, well, frankly, whatever I feel like I want to talk about. Some days I'll be just rambling on and on. Some days I will probably be very quiet. There will not be much, if any, post-production editing done to this show. It's going to go from my phone, which is currently recording it, to my digital audio workstation, where I will convert it into an MP3 file, maybe trim the tail or the head just for time, and then it's going up. I may, you know, if there's bad wind, or, I mean, I'll screen it, of course, but if there's bad winds or bad noise, I'll, of course, let you know so you can choose to listen or not accordingly. But no, there's not gonna be any post-production. If I swear, I swear. If I curse, if I stumble, if I stutter, so be it. This is just me walking, getting some exercise in, getting my steps in, getting my thoughts together for the day, and sharing. Morning! And runner coming down the other way, didn't hear me, probably got his own headphones in. And me just sharing my thoughts as they come. I hope you will join me for this endeavor. Right now I'm planning a 5-day weekday production or run. So every Monday through Friday, weather permitting, I will be out and about chatting with you and listening to your feedback. This will be available simultaneously over at pcherring.net. It will also be available on my Patreon page as a free and open post. So you can feel free to grab it from whatever site you choose. And of course, do with them as you wish. So yesterday was Father's Day. Yesterday was my first Father's Day as a father. I'm actually walking with my baby child today. She has decided that she's going to just be very content, though you may hear her coo or whine or cry or do whatever it is that she does. Hopefully no shrieking. She's teething at the moment, but she does, and so she is prone to shrieking. But usually the movement of her stroller keeps her calm, and quite frankly, she may be passing out on me as we speak. Baby girl will not be a regular guest on this production, though Mondays, due to the nature of her babysitting scenario, is probably a bit more likely than not that you will hear from her. You will have her with me. And that's that. So how is it that at 7:30 in the morning, I'm a full-time accountant and able to do this walk? Well, long story short, I work at home full time. I'm working for a company based out of San Francisco, and they are very much into, I will not name them publicly, at least not yet, a little too soon. I just started with the company about 3 weeks ago, and they are very, very sensitive to the needs of the environment and the concerns of global climate change, and they have decided that for their own economic situation, and as a result of COVID, and as a way that makes sense for their business model, they do not carry physical offices anymore. And there's baby girl chiming in. She's very happy to have daddy home. So they're based in San Francisco, but my supervisor works up in the Pacific Northwest. The HR clerk that recruited me works in the Pacific, or the northeastern corner of the country. I'm in the central United States. Members of my department are ranged between California and Florida. And it is 100% online, or 100% remote, 100% of the time. And they work on missing hours, which means that I'm not due to my desk until 9 o'clock my time, which gives me the opportunity in the morning to come out, get some exercise, and reflect on the day. A little cloudy and overcast out here, but it's a very welcome relief. We've been in 90s and humid for the past several days, most of the past 2.5 weeks now have been unseasonably warm for the Chicagoland area, so we are despite the weather, despite the storms and the damage to the tornadoes, from the tornado, we're enjoying this cooler weather today. There were very few major injuries from the tornadoes. One suburb reported, and here's the garbage I was mentioning. So we'll just wait for that. Morning! One suburb not too far from here had 5 admissions to the hospital, and the other suburb that got hit the hardest with it only had 1. And these are relatively large suburbs. I mean, this is suburban Chicago, so we're not exactly in the sticks. But at the same time, we're not hip deep in the urban density of high rise. Again, so here we are. So what's going on today? Well, other than normal day job needs and some other special projects, I'm still working on catching up on writing commitments and writing projects. I have the project I'm working on for my patrons that is on track, which objectively it's on track, which is great. For me, that's not good at all, because I had hoped to be ahead of where I needed to be. Long story short, due to some family commitments, due to some family needs and matters of personal health, I fell behind. And I don't want to say I'm struggling, because I don't feel like I'm struggling, but I am fighting. Fighting is the right word. I am fighting to catch up. And that consistent balancing act is always a thing. One thing I've learned over the course of this pandemic and over a recent health scare I had, and no, I will not go into details, so please do not ask, is that taking care of one's personal health is very important. And so if you're listening to this and you are a person who has delayed or put off or I don't want to say neglected, but that's appropriate. If you've in some way neglected your physical, your mental, your emotional, your psychological, whatever version of health you deal with, I strongly, strongly encourage you to go see who you need to go see and get that addressed. The hardest part of solving a problem, the hardest part of starting a process, whether it's a process to better, you know, whatever it is always that first step and just doing the thing. So I strongly encourage all of you to, you know, put that thing down that, you know, I'm too busy to go to the doctor. I've got this, I've got that, I've got these things, I've got those things. I can't make the appointment. My physician's never available. Make the time. Because whatever it is you're working on, whatever it is that's quote unquote too important or more important, or whatever it is that's going to be too busy to take that extra time to go to see your healthcare provider or providers of choice, it's not as important as your health. And if something happens to you and you're not around to do the thing that's important to do, then it doesn't help anybody. So take care of yourself, be well, and take the time to put into place the steps you need to take to address your needs. Because there's only one you. There will never be another you, and you're pretty damn special, and you're pretty damn cool, and I'm happy to have you in my service. Baby girl agrees as well. I don't know if you can hear her or not. I'll find out when I listen to this recording in a few minutes. So, as I said at the top of the show, I am also a musician. And today is Monday. Today is also the first day of my orchestra's rehearsal. In the first rehearsal we've had in, let's see, our last concert was March of 2020. So yeah, almost 15 months, March, April, May, June, yeah, 15 months to the day. We're getting back together tonight and we're going to start setting up for an outdoor concert at the end of the month. If you're in the Chicagoland area, I highly encourage you to come. Reach out to me, and I'll be more than happy to share the details of where we're going to be, because it's going to be fun. It's going to be a relatively shorter concert than our typical. We usually go about an hour and a half, 2 hours of show. But since it's been a while, since we're outdoors, since there's still some social skepticism, shall I say, about gatherings, even in outdoors. Now, granted, Chicago and Illinois have kind of come back with a vengeance. The state reopened a week or so ago. Yeah, a week ago. And it was, I don't want to say it was a hell of a party, but Chicagoans and Illinoisans were definitely ready. No question about that. But I know that not everybody is yet vaccinated. I know there are a couple of people in my circles who have not yet become vaccinated. This is not going to become a political conversation, but they have chosen to delay their vaccinations for matter of their own personal health. And beyond that, not my story to share, so don't ask. Some people are skeptical still about going out in crowds, and I respect that. But we are planning a shorter concert. It'll be roughly about an hour, little less than an hour of actual music. By the time we get through musical changes, position changes, because we have to sometimes reseat depending on what we're playing, and our very charismatic conductor's banter between the pieces, we're probably looking at about an hour to an hour and 15 minutes worth of show. Wow, that tree's seen better days. Walking here and I'm seeing a tree by the entrance to our subdivision. It got hit hard a couple weeks ago with some bad storm or some bad wind damage, and it looks like another significant piece of branching came off of it last night. So yeah, not as bad as some. We've had houses in our neck in the western burbs that have been completely leveled. There are people who went to bed last night safe and comfortable and warm and in their homes and woke up this morning, or rather woke up in the middle of the night, to find their houses being destroyed, and woke up this morning to find themselves homeless. So, it's all about perspective. It is all about perspective, my friends. So, how long have we been going? We've been going for about 18 minutes, so yeah, I think I'm gonna make the last turn or two here and pull back into the house. I appreciate you coming with me this morning. It's, again, this is PC Herring. This will be my morning walk and talk. I am not going to call it a podcast, though. For the purposes of your RSS feeds and your iTunes and your Google Play audios and everywhere else under the sun where you can download this content, we shall call it a podcast simply to help it classify better. But between you, me, and the wind in the trees and the baby laying in her stroller as we walk, this is a walk and talk. So, will this go up on iTunes? Probably not, I'll be honest with you. It's probably just going to stay on pchearing.net and the Patreon page, and people who wish to subscribe to the show can click the RSS link that I'll have in the show notes once this goes up in a few minutes, and they can tie it into their iTunes or their podcatchers of choice and have it delivered to their ears. A good morning. I kind of feel like I want to go a little longer, but I've got some things I have to get done this morning before my workday starts. So I think this is a good spot to wrap it up. So, with that, I wish you a fantastic Monday. I hope you and yours are well and healthy and taking care of yourself. I am coming up to the driveway, and I will talk. And I don't know what just got interrupted there, but I had a call come in from my wife. But I will talk to you tomorrow, because tomorrow is a brand new day. Take care.